This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, heading into the weekend. Hey, folks, I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We're giving away some MyPillows today. You got to do a little bit of work. You got to do a selfie with snow or whatever project you're taking on. We're feeling a little blue for our farmers and ranchers who are getting whacked with some crazy weather here before harvest is done. And so the least we can do is dole out some free MyPillows. So we're doing that. We're on it. And just text us, though, 701-367-2054 is mine, 701-367-2054, or Todd's at 701-226-8503. Is the 30-second rule still apply this hour, Todd? What's the ruling? Judge said.
Yeah, that was your idea, so you tell me.
Survey says. The reason I said that is because there's so much to get to today, and I want to make sure that we hear our audience. We want to find out from them what's on their mind. Most people are seething, look that word up, seething mad over Heidi Heitkamp's decision to vote no. She's already voted no this morning on the procedural vote, which means she didn't want this to go to a vote. Had to vote with Chuck Schumer
seething,
there, too.
Seething, but surprised?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know. I had a million different theories on this. I think it really is simple. She's a liberal Democrat. That's what I think. Is that the 30-second buzzer?
Yeah.
That is? Okay. Yeah. All right. So we'll get back to the phones here. The problem is there's a lot of texts. So would you like to read the text so that you don't violate the 30-second rule?
No, we won't count that in the 30 seconds.
Okay, we won't count that. All right, very good. Tony is driving on the road somewhere. Tony, where are you driving exactly?
I'm headed to Watford City.
You're a lucky dog. Unbelievable. Yeah, that's a great place. I'll be up there next week for the opening of a brand new gas plant, a gas processing facility that our friends from Oasis Petroleum are cutting the ribbon on. They even asked me to MC it. I'm so darn thankful that I get to play a little part in that wonderful event. So I'll be up there soon. What's on your mind today?
Just a few things. First of all, I saw on the internet a picture of this Ford woman standing very proudly beside George Soros. So I don't know what the connection there might be.
But I saw that too. I saw that too, and she was getting like some award or something, wasn't it? She like holding an award, as I recall.
So.
Yeah. So yeah, very interesting. I'm with you on that one.
Okay. Another thing is that you played a little clip of Heidi with one of her speeches, and she said that because of her past experiences, she couldn't vote for the new attorney or the new judge. But I thought this was about him and about his qualifications, but she said her past experiences, she just couldn't vote for him.
And, very observant. Very good. I wouldn't have picked that up. But yeah, it's not about you, Heidi. Your job is advice and consent on this guy. So if your reason is, you know, well, I've done all these things for women, so how could I vote for that guy? Well, I mean, folks, I may get fired for saying this, but I have a really hard time wrapping my mind around the logic that says anybody that accuses you of something is believed. You're not believed, even if you have people that say, he didn't do it. I mean, if you have to defend women to that extent, that's un-American. It's ridiculous. Now, any victim, any true victim who is, in a he said, she said, and nobody can corroborate on one side and the other person's saying it didn't happen, I have unending empathy for. But, you know, the idea that nobody would ever cook some of this up. This woman herself says, don't know what time, don't know what place, don't know how I got there. I know it could have been him. I think this guy was in the room. No, he wasn't in the room. Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, This is almost like, you know, fantasy land. I can't get beyond it.
Well, exactly. And most of these people that are in Congress are lawyers. And I can't understand how they would turn this around where you're guilty until proven innocent. But another thing I wanted to mention is that Heidi knows she's on her way out. And she knows that a vote for would not help her at all. I mean, she knows she's on her way out. So I think this is just her way of kind of flipping off North Dakota, you know, for her loss. And then the last thing is that when I was in the military, when things got messed up a little bit, that we call that a foobar. And I think that that would be one way of driving this mess.
There's one acronym we can't unpack on the radio. Not
exactly,
even Todd could
exactly
figure out how to do that. But Tony, thank you very much. Appreciate the, the call, and most importantly, appreciate your service. Thanks a bunch. Dana and Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, good Friday morning, everyone.
Right on.
I got two things today. One's for the farmers. Everybody needs to pray for a month of nice, dry Indian summer, because we're all sitting like racehorses at the gate, ready to go. And another thing, that what's happening in America, you notice that they're not putting their efforts into working for better prices, and they're not putting their efforts into taking care of the natural disasters around the nation. And what they are doing is what they do best, burning up the days of our life, getting nothing done. Now, the people know what to do because they knew what to do when they voted for Donald Trump. And they got to follow through with what they know is right and get more people like him out there that get things done.
Well said. Thank you, Dana. Appreciate that very much. David in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Say, I want to apply a little bit of, I guess, grade school math and figure out least common denominator. You and I probably don't want to give up our breath. Life is sacred. Life is dear to each one of us. And just from the standpoint of Heidi, I did call her office the other day, and they told me she was going to vote no, and I said that she shouldn't. But anyway, but what I'm going to say is that life is dear to all of us, and probably the one indicator that she's given us with Planned Parenthood, who's the biggest abortion provider in the United States, is that she lives with them. And I know how I'm going to vote. I don't understand why North Dakota just shouldn't know right now for that least common denominator thing. I think that there's a lot of people in North Dakota that are that think life is sacred, and I guess that's what I got to say. I get frustrated when I listen to you guys because I agree with everything, you know, and I don't understand where North Dakota can't apply logic. And you
now, wait a minute. You get frustrated listening to us, but you agree with what we're saying.
Well, my frustration is that you know, there's just not a wave that's gone on through the country. Even, you know, this thing with soybeans and embargoes or whatever it is, there's more market involved in that than anything else. I've got a brother that sold his soybeans before he planted them, or a lot of them. And I think a big part of soybean price right now is just supply. They penciled out last spring. Everybody put them in, and hopefully guys forward contracted part of their crop. You know,
see, the problem is, if you state that fact, David, you remove the scare tactic ability to say, you know, it's Trump's fault, it's Kramer's fault, it's a trade war, it's horrible, it's awful. You know, and again, Democrats have existed on turning people into victims. You know, you're getting jammed, and we'll help you, and we'll take care of you, and you know, it's really sad.
No, I understand, and that's where my frustration is that more people don't tell me that they see that.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I definitely hear you. But I'm glad you're listening, and I hope we're not frustrating you. That's all.
Oh, you're not frustrating me, and I'll pray for some nice weather. I've got some market garden crop that needs to go in yet, and I missed it by a day. So I share a little bit. I don't have thousands of acres. I've got a few. So I understand, and we'll continue to pray.
Great suggestion, David. And look, farmers and ranchers, it's a challenging time right now. There's no doubt about it. And this additional little early winter is a whack they didn't need. So we can is it Indian summer when it comes in the fall or what? Yeah, that's what it is, right? Indian summer if it goes into like how about a little Indian summer into November? We'll just pray for all of it to melt and this crop to get out. Thanks, David. Appreciate the call very much. Wow, this photo that Todd sent me, I can't unsee. And I would flag a rooster, a mannequin with cowboy boots, and never mind. Todd, you're going to have to tell me more during the break on what that's all about.
I don't necessarily translate text.
Okay,
advance them. And
it's a photo that came from the listener today. Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly right. Kind of don't get it. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Go Wireline. Bottom line, great folks, great place to work. GoWireline.com. Been around 200 years combined experience, long darn time. GoWireline.com/careers.
This is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio got off to Linton today, and then you're going to be at the Sauerkraut Festival on Wednesday, aren't you? Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be Monday at BSC for the Great Plains and Empower ND Conference. That's always an interesting event where you have Well, I think Senator Hoeven, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Cramer will be there. That's the place that I always say, Senator Heitkamp, how about a minute? Would 30 seconds work? How about two? I think I started five, and then I go down to 30 seconds, and then she just keeps walking. So it's kind of amusing. Because
I told you what happened. She came here to record a commercial.
Yeah, she told you you had gray hair.
Yes, you're turning gray. Yeah. And I did not have the presence of mind right at that moment to say, well, I've been waiting on the edge of my seat for you to come on the show. Next time I see her, I will use that line.
None of it matters for us. We just wanted to respect the largest radio audience on the Northern Plains. And come on, what's on your mind? We've been asking and asking and asking and asking. And just like she's doing in her announcement yesterday to stick it to North Dakota, going the liberal way with the vote against Kavanaugh, she has done to you by not coming on the program. So I just that's when people lose elections, when they get that out of touch, when they're unwilling to be, up with just regular folks, I think I need to go to Norway, Todd. I think this is all too stressful, and I need to go to the place. And this is not a lie. I never tell a lie, just like Abe Lincoln. I've never felt better, and I've never been more relaxed than I was in Norway. I literally didn't care what was happening at home, which never happens to me. I'm always like nervous Nelly about, what about this, what about that, is that going to... Just totally turned it off. The food was phenomenal, and I attribute to how well I felt to that. I mean, they don't use preservatives, and you just eat different. I can't even begin to tell you how amazing it was. So since we were there with Carol Jubin and learned what an incredible job he does on these tours to get you these incredible sights, and in such a, just think of everything. Everything's on time. The meals are fantastic. You have salmon and this, school and this little village, and, there's some folks doing some Norwegian folk dance, and the whole thing is perfect. Hotels are fantastic. I mean, really nice. The Stalheim, my gosh. Go take a look at the Stalheim Hotel and tell me you wouldn't want to stay there any day of the week. It's just phenomenal. But they also have a lot of Radisson Blues and really nice hotels, good food, and a brand new either Mercedes-Benz or Volvo motor coach that you're on. So that's really incredible, too. It really is. It's amazing. And this year I'm excited because we're doing a little bit of everything. We're doing boat, train, air, and, of course, the luxury motor coach tour. We're going way up to the northernmost city. We're going to be there for the midnight sun. We're going to the North Cape of Oslo.
I still
want to
see that.
Oh, so cool. It's just bizarre. You just can't stop looking at it. It's light out, and it's midnight. How does this work? The Flam Railroad's really fun. In Bergen, we do this really cool thing where you take this tram up to a mountain and then overlook the city, and it's phenomenal. My wife found a little goat village. And I don't know what the deal was with it, but they had like a little place they ate and everything and people taking care of them. But it was a little goat village, and they named all the goats, Todd. They named all the goats. So here we are in Norway. This was about the only thing political I even did on the entire trip. I took a picture with a black goat that my wife found, and they had named him Obama. You can't make this up. I'm like, is this a joke? Am I in candid camera? We're in Norway, for crying out loud. They name a goat after Obama? It happened. Well, we're going to go back. Well, I'll introduce you. If you come along, I'll introduce you to the goat. Anyway, we have a full-color brochure. We have a full-color brochure that is really nice and can show you just all the details on this. It's $5,495 a person. Who just told me yesterday that somebody wanted to go, and they said, what is the price? And they'd been there a bunch of times. They're like, wow, and that's a lot included, and great hotels, great price. So it is. And Carol Jubin's done this tons of times. He's going to be with us. Great tour guide. He'll help you find your relatives there. That's the really fun part. 237-9000, 701-237-9000. The tour is listed at JubinTours.com if you want to check out the brochure, but I'd happily send you one if you'd like to do that. Just text me, 701-367-2054. Send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, and just put Norway in the subject line. That's all you need to do. And give me your address, obviously, so we can send it to you. Okay, can we go rapid fire through these texts? Because I want to get this in. We have Christopher Dotson joining us in just a moment. To talk about another group that has come out against Measure 1. And I'm telling you, it's one of the most important things on that ballot. in 32 days. This measure one is awful. Awful. I was talking to an attorney the other day who was going line by line saying, look at this, look at that, look at that. It's just bad. So we're going to do that here coming up in a couple of minutes on What's on Your Mind. So I want to do the text here. Running through. I especially like the red, white, and blue rocket launcher thing that Jim the flagpole guy has. I had him reinstall a flagpole for me. He is an awesome guy. He is. Speaking of bad weather, we're trying to hit our 100 goal flagpoles. 571-FLAG, you give him a call. Texter says, I'm a volunteer with Rapid Resist North Dakota. Last week, Brett Kavanaugh lied under oath to try to sneak into a lifetime Supreme Court position. Senator Heitkamp is the key vote. Can you call and tell her to vote? No, this must be some robo deal, huh? Rapid Resist, ND. Another fine Heidi Heitkamp supporter. Wow. Someone sent that to us, and they got that from somebody else, obviously. Said, I received two of these texts. There's no Elaine in our family. I wonder how many other North Dakota people received the same texts. Pretty interesting. We have a photo of an American flag, a woman mannequin with a cowboy hat on, a rooster, a couple of roosters. She's in short shorts with cowboy boots on, and is that a fishing pole or a golf club top that she has on? This is one of the more bizarre things I've ever seen in my life. Evidently, it's a way to salute Heidi, because the caption is, Hi, Heidi, not 5 miles north of New Salem on Highway 31. And they got a little bit of snow. Little bit of snow. Riley from Golden Valley, nice shot, all bundled up with the cattle and some snow. Another one from Keene, all folks looking for Lahaya. Little My Pillow. A texter says, do the math. The high five plus the fact that she is losing her Senate race equals pleasing the Democratic Party so she has a job when this is all over. I believe she will be rewarded for her loyalty in the future. That's why Byron Dorgan, he knew he was going to lose, so he backed out, and him and his wife, Kimberly Dorgan, our mega, mega, mega rich lobbyists. Byron said he wasn't going to lobby after he left, too. But, you know, then the checks came. So why would you want to do anything different? Same thing with Lucy Caluti, the wife of Ken Conrad. Scott, Trump should not be allowed to speak at veterans groups. A draft dodger should not be allowed in front of people who have honorably served their country. Oh, okay. Well, he's the commander-in-chief, duly elected by the American people. And generally, when you speak to veterans groups, you are invited to speak. Texter says she had her chance. She blew it. Her parting shot is to poke North Dakota in the eye with a sharp stick. A lot of you are really mad about Heidi. Lots of snow and wind. You aren't kidding. Look out this window. I'll post some of these later. Man alive. Send us your photos. More after this. What's on your mind?
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is setting the stage for what's to be a big procedural vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh this morning so that senators can take a full confirmation vote on Kavanaugh tomorrow. McConnell saying that after Democrats demanded investigations into allegations made against the nominee, those investigations are over.
And what we know now is what we knew at this time a week ago. there is absolutely no corroborating evidence for these allegations.
As jury deliberations continue, Chicago's bracing for possible violent protests when the verdict comes in the trial of a white former Chicago cop charged with murdering a black teen in 2014 by shooting him 16 times. A video of the shootings already sparked past protests, and this is USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
On What's On Your Mind, just stewing a little bit about Lisa Murkowski, the Democrat, I'm sorry, the Republican senator. You know, on one hand, the majority of Republicans vote the right way, and the majority of Democrats vote the wrong way, and a couple crossover. So I guess it just is what it is. But you'd think on a Supreme Court nomination, what I don't get, and I'd love to know this from folks in Alaska, I mean, last time I checked, Alaska, a fairly conservative place, and how she can vote against a conservative justice and win re-election. I think she's running. I think she runs again. I really do. Don't get it. Christopher Dotson is going to join us in just a moment. We're going to talk about Measure One today on the program. CJ from Dak Diesel, too busy to call us, and we understand how that goes. Because a lot of folks listen to this program, a lot of folks call him and want diesel service. So he's got a shop full, always going. And one thing I want to tell you about is CJ's told us before that if you have a situation where your engine's constantly breaking down, good thing to consider is an upgrade. And Dak Diesel offers a vehicle upgrade services where they, you know, evaluate the vehicle and then say, okay, what key parts are we going to replace? With an upgraded version here. And they work on everything, all kinds of diesel vehicles, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors. If it's diesel, there you go. 20 years of experience doing this. And not just engines, fuel systems, the turbochargers, the electrical systems, the environmental control systems, the exhaust systems. The upgrade work prevents the future problems with your vehicle. So you can depend on them for reliable services, fair prices. Okay? Simple as that. DakDiesel.com if you want to find out more about this. Or you can give CJ a call at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. They're in Bismarck. Okay? All right. Yes, exactly. So just an audible here. Christopher Dotson is on today. Jessica Unruh is going to be on next week, guys. So, that's who you're calling? Just trying to get our next guest on. These guys are talking about it amongst themselves. I just thought I would kind of save them a little bit of hassle. You know what I mean? I'll have the number in here for you in a moment.
Sounds good.
What, is it longer than 30 seconds?
Uh-oh.
I was talking about CJ, crying out loud.
I'm counting the dead air.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you're right to count that. That's a fair point. I'm multitasking.
Dead, huh?
I would be taking these 900 calls that are waiting, but I don't have any names for them. And I imagine that's because Daniel's been busy trying to get our guest on. But let's take some calls while we wait for Mr. Dotson. Hello, what's on your mind?
Yeah, are you talking to me?
I am indeed.
Okay. I can't believe Heidi voted the way she did, or she planned on, or whatever, but what would happen if, no, I'm not saying this happened, but what would happen if I brought up that Heidi or Joel, or because I was listening to his program for a little bit earlier, and they're talking about this vote on Kavanaugh, what would happen if I brought up back in the 70s when Heidi babysat me, she touched me inappropriately. I have my parents to say, yes, she did babysit me. Now, how in the heck did she prove that she didn't? And I'm not saying this happened, but that's just how ridiculous this is.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. I don't understand
how people can, and I'm not calling this Mrs. Ford a liar or anything, but I don't know, this stuff bringing up 20, 30 years ago, if you haven't brought it up by now, it sure hasn't, you know, messed up your life that much.
I can't decide if she has been, you know, what she's describing, even though it's vague and sketchy, happened. But she's, you know, got the wrong person, the wrong time, and all that, right? If this is just she's a pawn of somebody saying, hey, we need your story. Just don't, no, it's fine. Just go with that. Just say all that stuff, and you know, she's being used. I don't know which, but I join you in being frustrated by it. I appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Chris Dotson is here from the Catholic Conference. We're going to talk about Measure One. Measure One is something I really encourage people to pay attention to. I know that, you know, a few of you have asked about it. Some folks have said, hey, I got my ballot here. Remind me again. And other people say, I heard you. And I thought, this is not good. But then I read it and it's no big deal. And you got to read the whole thing, not the line that's there. But it's not good. It's not good. It is a big capital letters vote no, not good. A number of groups have come out now on this, a number of chamber groups, a number of ag groups. There has been the state chamber. That's the big one. Greater North Dakota chamber, the entire state chamber. And, recently, ironically, the ACLU, because they're saying, well, this just takes away rights. And now, the Catholic Conference, has some concerns as well, which is why we welcome to the program Christopher Dotson. Christopher, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you back on the program. So, tell me your view on Measure One.
We looked at this very carefully. It's not an easy one for us to oppose because no one wants to appear that they're opposed to ethics and integrity in the political process. Certainly the Catholic Church teaches that there should be. But this is about what the measure says, the actual language of the measure. And the actual language of the measure poses a threat to churches and charities. Keep in mind, Scott, churches and charities don't endorse candidates. They don't oppose candidates. They don't give money contributions to public officials. But this measure sweeps them in and threatens their work, their right to engage in the public square and to provide social services.
So tell me an example, for instance, under what you just described, a scenario that would be plausible and would worry you.
I'll give you a quick example. Yesterday, I drove in. I live in Jamestown. I drove to Bismarck and picked up some yard sign on another measure. If I go by the federal rate for reimbursement, I probably spent about $200 that day. Because I did that on behalf of the Catholic bishops of the state, every contributor to the God's Gift or God's Share campaign in the diocese, that's about 20 to 30,000 people, their names would have to be publicly disclosed because I spent just that amount of money out of the total budget of the diocese to engage in public policy on behalf of the Catholic Church. All of their names would have to be publicly disclosed. And then subject to, you know, harassment, and people would mine through the names. But more importantly, we shouldn't have to remove the privacy of every parishioner merely for speaking out on a public policy issue. We didn't give anything to a candidate. We didn't provide any contributions. All we did was make an expenditure.
Well, and not to mention, I've given to the God's Gift Appeal every year for as long as I can remember. By the way, a wonderful charity to consider for the good work Catholic Charities does. But, you know, I don't do that so my name's in the paper, right, saying that I gave. I mean, to me, you're assaulting all the people that give and don't want to have anybody know they gave.
It would also sweep in the charity for, like, Catholic Charities, the social service agencies that partner with state government to provide services like guardianship, shelter to victims of domestic violence. They may partner for adoption services. Because they have to negotiate those contracts with the state, they're trying to influence, according to this measure, the state government action. And so all of their contributors would have to be divulged.
And you know what? I know you're better than most at really digging into the details. Do you think this thing was written sort of fast and loose, or is this all intentional?
I don't think they probably considered the effect on charities and churches. They were looking at what they thought were bags of money being passed around in smoke-filled rooms and whining and dining. But the measure was probably written by people from out of state, and it's extremely broad and sweeping. And whether they intended it or not, this is what the measure says. Now, their response to some of these concerns is, well, the legislature can fix it. And, Scott, the measure, if you read the measure, that's not an appropriate response. One, there's no guarantee the legislature can fix it. This is a constitutional amendment. Two, if the actual language of the measure seems to indicate that the legislature could not exempt charities and churches. Three, the ethics commission that's created in this measure is not bound by anything the legislature does. They act separately and independently. So the legislature could try to exempt charities and churches, but the ethics commission can go ahead and enforce it however they see, according to the measure, against churches and charities. Fourth, it creates this private right to sue that bypasses the legislature. So any organization out there with a beef against the Catholic Church, and certainly there are plenty, could haul us into court and try to get the names of every parishioner so that they can use them to harass, which is what happened in California in the same-sex marriage debate, by the way. People mined the disclosure and donation lists and then harassed businesses and individuals who gave merely $100 to that campaign.
To what? Scare them off from ever donating again? To harm that organization?
People, in today's politics, people will use this information for mischief, whatever side you're on. You know, we've seen this. You know, it could be you're on one side of an issue or another side of an issue. There are people who will take you to court. This gives them a right to take organizations and individuals to court and bypass what the legislature does. It gives you a right to go sue and say, I think the legislature did not force this organization, this church, this charity, to turn over enough information, so I'm going to force you to get it.
We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break. Linda in Edinburgh has a question. Christopher Dotson, the Catholic Conference with us, brought to you in part by MyPillow today. Get that new MyPillow mattress topper 30% off when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speed Grower SP Windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and coverage you have when working in the field. See the Speed Grower SP Windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Has a busy, busy fall, a lot going on, a lot of great crop, pasture, hunting land, and all the land side on the Richland, Oliver, Botno, Wells, Emmons, Ward. There's a couple of retirement auctions in Cheyenne, one in Steele, also a lumber yard in Manoman. So just a lot going on, of course, on the machinery side, same thing. You can check all those out at Pipers.com. They have the whole list right there. Or you can call them for a catalog. They have a beautiful new catalog out, 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099 is where you go. And, of course, that 2019 Western Dakota Machinery Auction in Bowman is not too far off. The Auction Center North America has a consignment auction coming up into March. Midwest Contractors Auction is November 30th, all at Pifers.com, or call them at 877-700-4099. 10 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, chatting with Christopher Dotson. The Catholic Conference has come out in opposition to measure number one for the reasons that were talked about today. And you're really not part of any of the other groups that are opposing this because you're a church slash charity, a little bit unique to some of the other folks that are concerned about this, right?
I look at this as falling into, the opposition is falling into several categories. There's the various organizations that do endorse candidates and support candidates that are concerned. There's the ACLU that has First Amendment concerns. And now we're adding our voice as representative of churches of charities, because our story is different. You know, we're not opposed to integrity, even more transparency, but people and churches and charities have a right to engage in the public square. And they have a right to provide public services. And this jeopardizes that work. It may make it impossible. It certainly makes it more difficult because it is so broadly written, this measure, that it unnecessarily sweeps these groups in and could have a negative impact.
Let's go to Linda in Edinburgh. Question for Christopher Dotson on Measure 1. Go ahead, Linda. Linda, are you there?
Because, yes, I'm here.
Now I can hear you. Go ahead. Yep, go ahead.
Great. Yes, thank you, Christopher, for speaking out on this measure. And I am the State Director of Concerned Women for America. And so I'm just grateful to ask and pick your brain about how this is written, because it seems to me that anyone going to Bismarck to talk to, like, a public official, a state senator, to speak out about a policy they support or don't support, would then have to file their expenses, even if they used the money of their own pocket to do so. From where I live, for Concerned Women for America, if I want to go to Bismarck, it's 250 miles one way. So it would be very easy to spend that $200 minimum to do that if I'm going to speak on more than one bill. It just seems to me that it's a government overreach of an ethics committee that we don't need because we already have one. Do you see it that way, that it reaches to every person in North Dakota?
Yeah, that's correct. And it might help people to know how the existing lobby law works. If you talk to a legislator about an issue, a bill, try to influence legislation on behalf of someone else, you already have to register as a lobbyist, whether you get paid or not. So that's
right.
Already there. And you have a number of rules you have to follow, and you have to provide disclosures. This would bring in the individuals, and it would bring in whenever, for example, Catholic Charities or the social service agencies out there are discussing stuff with the executive branch on the provision of services like adoption services or alternatives to abortion contracts, things like that.
The other question I have, Christopher, since you would know this measure better than I, what about if Concerned Women for America gave every legislator a gift of a book for free, like we did the last session? And would that also have to be reported if it's a gift? No money is exchanged?
I think, depending on what the book is, it might be exempt. For example, we give new Catholic legislators a book when they're elected, and I think it would be exempt under the way this rule is written. But my discussions with them would trigger reporting everybody. You see what I mean? They exempt the book, but not my talking about.
And if you spend more than $200, you talk to them. Now you got to do that. Interesting, Linda. Thanks so much. Glad you're on this one as well. Appreciate that. Measure one's a bad deal, folks, all the way around. Just no other. Just take the time to. Listen to people that have gone through this or do this yourself, read the entire thing, and you'll get it very quickly. The idea that, you know, none of us would want to say, oh, we don't care about corruption. That's no big deal. Come on. That's ridiculous. So this isn't about anti-corruption, which is how they got the signatures, by telling people, hey, you against corruption? This is the anti-corruption bill in North Dakota. Get the facts on it. Where would you suggest people go to get more information about what you've told us today, Christopher?
Well, from our perspective, you can go to our website about the November election, which is yourfaithyourvote.org, yourfaithyourvote. And there's a link there to the Catholic Conference's position on Measure 1 and on other issues also. But because there are different organizations opposing, I suggest take a look around. Take a look at what the ACLU has to say. Take a look at what the coalition that was already formed had to say, because the organizations are lining up against this, and they're telling
they
a
are.
Different story because we come from different backgrounds.
Yeah, so it's one part of the story, but there are many, and you need them all to put this all together. Thank you, Christopher. Appreciate it. Folks, we're out of time. We're watching the vote tomorrow, talking about it Monday. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.